At Rosie McCaffrey's, a noisy bar near 7th Street and Camelback, William Paul's thick brogue cuts through the crowd.
I was born under a king, and by God's grace, I'll die under a king.
Paul was one of about 50 people at a party hosted by the Phoenix Caledonia Society watching the returns come in for the Scottish vote on independence. He's been in the States since 1967, but there's no question as to where he's from.
I'm a Scot, as you might gather.
Paul is a unionist, meaning he supports a United Kingdom that includes Scotland. As the votes come in for his home county in the rural western part of the country, he isn't surprised at the result.
I think they use their mind rather than their emotions. They think things out and vote. And that's why I think it went no for them.
David McBee is the club's treasurer. His parents were both orphans, and with little family knowledge to go on, he assumed he was of Irish descent. After joining the Caledonia Society, he learned he's actually Scottish. Like many people at the event, McBee wears a kilt bearing the pattern of his clan.
It's similar to military colors, gang colors, that sort of thing. The Highlanders were family tribes.
While he was hoping for a yes vote, he says the sense of identity he's gained from the group will always remain. Society President Mark Clark says many expats like himself were hoping for independence.
I think it's people that have moved here always miss the country they come from, so they pass on the stories, the romance, the beauty of the land, the culture. They really miss it so much. So that's why they'd be more inclined to go for the yes vote.
Despite the no vote, Clark says his countrymen will carry on here and abroad.
End of the day, it's still Scotland. Nothing's going to change Scotland.
Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.